Mickey Bolitar's life has shattered into painful fragments. After witnessing his father's death in a car accident, watching his mother spiral into drug addiction, and being forced to live with his estranged Uncle Myron, Mickey finds himself navigating the hostile hallways of Castleton High School as the perpetual new kid. Just when a glimmer of normalcy appears in his budding relationship with Ashley Kent, a beautiful, confident girl who makes his heart race with those tentative kisses behind the gymnasium, she vanishes without a trace. Her locker emptied, her records erased, the woman Mickey saw dropping her off at school denies ever having a daughter. The school administration responds with bureaucratic indifference, simply noting Ashley has withdrawn. When Mickey desperately searches for answers, he stumbles upon something far more sinister than a missing girlfriend. What if everything he believed about his life, his family, his father's death, even his own identity, was built on carefully constructed lies? The mystery of Ashley's disappearance becomes the thread that, when pulled, begins to unravel a tapestry of secrets stretching back generations. For Mickey, finding Ashley isn't just about teenage infatuation. It's about proving that authentic connections can exist in a world increasingly defined by deception and carefully curated appearances. Mickey finds allies among the school's overlooked students. Emma, the overweight goth girl with biting wit, becomes his fiercest supporter. Her online research skills prove invaluable, revealing compassion beneath her Emma the Freaka exterior. Her devastating comebacks to bullies mask genuine hurt. Spoon, the socially awkward genius whose father is the school janitor, contributes encyclopedic knowledge and master keys to restricted areas. His enthusiasm stems from genuine friendship rather than social climbing, and his interracial family adds depth beyond typical nerd stereotypes. Even Rachel, the school's social queen, defies expectations by secretly sheltering Ashley from unknown pursuers, risking her status and challenging assumptions about popularity. These friendships become the emotional core of Mickey's journey. When he tells Emma she's his best friend and he trusts her with his life, it represents a bond forged through shared dangers, a shelter of acceptance in an often unkind world. The mystery deepens when Mickey meets Bat Lady, an elderly woman claiming his father is still alive. She is Elizabeth Lizzie Sobeck, an Auschwitz survivor, tattoo A30432, whose traumatic past, watching her mother and brother sent to gas chambers and surviving a night beneath her father's sacrificial corpse, transforms the novel's scope. The recurring butterfly symbol, appearing on Lizzie's tombstone, in photographs, and on Mickey's father's grave, represents the swordgrass brown Tisipone Abiona butterfly. This emblem connects to mythology. Abiona, the Roman goddess protecting departing children, and Tisipone, the Greek fury punishing crimes against children. This symbol represents the Abiona Shelter, an underground organization Lizzie founded after the Holocaust. Their mission of rescuing vulnerable children explains why Mickey's father traveled extensively. He wasn't merely a basketball coach, but was saving children from exploitation and abuse. Mickey's search leads him to the Plan B Go-Go Lounge, a strip club that exposes the ugly reality of human trafficking and sexual exploitation of vulnerable young women like Ashley. The club forces confrontation with uncomfortable truths hidden behind respectable facades. Villain Buddy Ray, short but intimidating with psycho eyes, controls dancers through violence, as shown by cigarette burns on one dancer's arm. His claim that Ashley owes her dead mother's debts reveals how vulnerable youth become trapped through circumstances beyond their control. In a clever twist, Anton LaMere, feared as the White Death, actually works for the Abona Shelter. His frightening appearance serves as cover for his rescue mission, challenging assumptions while demonstrating how fighting evil sometimes requires deception. The climactic rescue in the club's dungeon brings these themes to their dramatic conclusion as Mickey and friends save Ashley from Buddy Ray, a symbolic victory against exploitation that Eabona has fought for generations. Mickey's investigation is complicated by painful family dynamics, a 15-year estrangement between Uncle Myron and his father, his mother's addiction forcing him into a premature caretaker role, and guilt over his father's death. The discovery of his father's resignation letter from the Eabona shelter hits Mickey hard. His father abandoned his life's mission specifically so Mickey could have a normal life with basketball and friends. This sacrifice gains deeper meaning when Mickey realizes it wasn't just a job, but a calling. He fears his mother's drug use stems from secretly blaming him for his father's death. Mickey learns their childhood travels concealed his father's true work rescuing exploited children worldwide. This revelation portrays his family history heroically while suggesting other secrets remain hidden. The novel's most shocking twist comes when Bat Lady shows Mickey a photograph of the Butcher of Lodz, a Nazi who murdered her father during World War II. Mickey recognizes him as the paramedic who pronounced his father dead, suggesting a decades-old vendetta. Basketball serves as Mickey's sanctuary throughout his journey, both escape and anchor. On the court, rules are clear and outcomes depend on skill rather than hidden agendas. The detailed renderings of Mickey playing, losing himself in the perfect arc of a shot, provide moments of pure joy amid darkness, showing that transcendence remains possible. Mickey's moral development appears in his growing sense of responsibility. When he refuses to endanger Spoon and Ema by investigating a dangerous location after dark, he chooses to protect friends rather than satisfy curiosity, unlike his earlier impulsive actions. The novel's title works on multiple levels, referring not just to the Eabona shelter's mission, but to the psychological shelter people provide each other. Characters find refuge in unexpected places. Ashley in Rachel's pool house, Mickey in his friendships with Ema and Spoon, whose loyalty helps him navigate personal struggles. The epitaph, "Shelter Grows Larger as We Age," captures this theme. Mickey's journey from seeking shelter to providing it represents his growth toward adulthood. The novel ends with unresolved questions. Ashley has been rescued, but disappeared again with Juan/Antoine to start over. Mickey has discovered the truth about the Eabona shelter and his father's involvement, yet wonders if his father could somehow be alive, as Bat Lady suggested. Most compelling is Mickey's realization that the Butcher of Lodz, the paramedic who pronounced his father dead, implies his father's death was part of an old vendetta rather than an accident. This transforms Mickey's personal loss into a connection with Holocaust-era evil reaching into his family. As Mickey shoots baskets in his uncle's driveway at the novel's end, seeking peace, unaware that things would soon get much worse, we understand his journey into darkness has only begun. His new friendships will face greater tests, and the truths about his father will lead him into more dangerous territory. In this momentary calm, Mickey stands between childhood and adulthood. His journey revealing that growing up means not just discovering darkness, but finding courage to confront it.